using similarity network analysis to improve text similarity calculations. Welcome to Journal Club. I'm Malcolm Diggs. Suppose you're building a system to recommend news articles. A reader clicks on a story about a specific topic, and your job is to surface other articles they might find relevant. To do that, you need a way to measure how similar two articles are, not just in terms of shared keywords, but in terms of their shared meaning. Does this article cover the same topic from a different stance? Is it a follow-up to the other? Is it a precursor? How can you do that? How can you scan through thousands of articles and determine which ones are covering the same story, topic, or angle? The answer is what we call text similarity. It's a method for measuring how closely two pieces of text align in content and focus. Importantly, similarity isn't a fixed or even a purely objective number. Different models can take the same two articles and assign them wildly different similarity scores. One might treat them as closely related, the other as barely connected. Just because a group of models all claim to capture semantic similarity doesn't mean they'll agree on what that actually means in practice. And without a reliable ground truth, it's hard to know which model to trust. Most developers just pick one and move forward, hoping its output will be good enough. But that choice can have major consequences. In this paper, the authors confront that problem directly. Rather than treating one model's output as definitive, they ask a more foundational question. How much do different models actually agree on what's similar? And when they don't agree, what can we learn from that? To explore this, they introduce a new method based on something called similarity network analysis, which we'll dive into later. Instead of looking at isolated similarity scores, they treat each model's output as a network. Documents are nodes, and high similarity pairs form the links. By comparing the structure of these networks, they can quantify how much overlap exists between models, where they diverge, and how those differences affect downstream tasks. Their goal isn't to crown a single model as best, but to expose the variability between them and help users make more informed decisions about how to interpret and use those scores. On today's episode, we'll walk through their methodology and their findings. Let's jump in. To understand how different models interpret similarity, the authors set up a controlled comparison. Their goal isn't to benchmark performance in the traditional sense, but to explore how much consensus exists across well-established embedding models when applied to the same dataset. They want to see whether these models agree on which documents are similar, where they diverge, and what that says about the underlying assumptions baked into each architecture. To do that, they need a diverse yet representative set of models that span general purpose and domain-specific approaches. Specifically, the authors use three embedding models: Universal Sentence Encoder, USE, BERT, and Spectre. Each was chosen for its specific strengths in capturing semantic similarity. Let's go through each of them. The Universal Sentence Encoder provides a strong baseline with its ability to encode sentences into fixed-length embeddings. This makes it particularly effective for capturing semantic similarity in a scalable way. USE is available in two versions, one based on a deep averaging network, DAN, and another using a transformer architecture. They're both designed to produce sentence embeddings that capture semantic content effectively. Regardless of the version you use, its architecture facilitates efficient processing of large volumes of text while ensuring that resultant embeddings retain contextually relevant semantic features. BERT offers heightened sensitivity to context through a bidirectional training mechanism. By pre-training transformers on a large corpus and fine-tuning them on downstream tasks, BERT generates contextual embeddings that reflect more nuanced semantic relationships. This model is particularly adept at understanding the meaning of words in context, producing embeddings that reveal intricate semantic connections between phrases and sentences. Spectre, S-P-E-C-T-E-R, while less commonly known, excels in embedding scientific and technical documents. It offers enhancements tailored to contexts where domain-specific subtleties and inter-document relationships hold significant meaning. Spectre is trained using citation information, which helps the model learn to recognize conceptually related scientific documents, even when their textual surface similarity is low. Once they generated embeddings using each of these models, the authors constructed similarity networks. Each document became a node, and the links between nodes were based on cosine similarity, measuring the angle between embedding vectors in high-dimensional space. Cosine similarity was used because it focuses on vector direction rather than magnitude, making it well-suited for comparing semantic content regardless of absolute scale. A similarity network in this context is a graph where stronger links indicate higher semantic similarity between documents. By setting a threshold or selecting the top n most similar pairs, the authors filtered the network to include only the most meaningful connections. These networks are commonly used for clustering, topic detection, and recommendation, where the goal is to identify groups of related documents or surface relevant content based on proximity in the graph. In this setup, the network serves as a structural snapshot of how a model sees the relationships across a corpus. The authors then focused on comparing the outputs to understand how much the models agreed. They began by examining link occurrence, a simple count of how many high similarity links were shared between networks. If two models frequently connected the same document pairs, that would suggest alignment in how they perceive semantic similarity. However, if most links appeared in only one model's network, it would indicate significant disagreement. This metric gave a clear structural view of overlap, how often different models highlighted the same relationships. They followed this with a more detailed measure called rank alignment, which looked not just at whether two models linked the same documents, but how similarly they ranked them by similarity score. A strong agreement would show up as a consistent ranking order across models. Disagreement would appear as scattered or contradictory rankings. These two measures, link occurrence and rank alignment, let the authors move beyond isolated score comparisons and instead analyze the global structure of similarity as captured by each model. This analysis set the stage for deeper questions about model disagreement and how to handle it. Here's what they found. Even among widely used, state-of-the-art models trained to preserve semantic similarity, agreement was quite low. When using a CNN News dataset, each model identified its top 1,000 most similar article pairs, meaning pairs of articles it judged to be closely related in content, but these results varied widely. About 80% of the pairs were flagged by only one model, and just 6% were identified as highly similar by all three. A dataset of IEEE research abstracts showed an even starker gap. 87% of links were model-specific, and just 2% were agreed upon unanimously. This wasn't a fringe effect caused by low confidence scores. It held even at the top of the ranking, where models were supposed to be most certain. Rank alignment plots, which compare the order of similarity scores across models, showed similar chaos. Instead of clean diagonals indicating agreement, the visualizations were scattered, confirming that the models not only linked different documents, but also ranked shared links in inconsistent ways. This is a real issue. Models trained on similar objectives and often used interchangeably are making fundamentally different judgments about similarity. This has consequences. Systems that are built around document clustering, retrieval, or recommendation often rely on these scores as the basis for what to show or prioritize. But if different models generate such divergent similarity structures, the entire output of the system can change depending on which model was chosen. So, what can we do about this? In this paper, they explored a few strategies for combining the outputs of multiple models. The simplest approach was voting, including a similarity link only if it was supported by a majority or all of the models. While this produced high confidence links, it also excluded a large portion of potentially meaningful relationships since agreement was so low. At the other extreme, a single vote strategy, that is, accepting any link proposed by any model, retained more information but risked a higher number of false positives. To strike a better balance, the authors proposed a two-step strategy. First, they applied a majority vote to include all links supported by at least two models. Then, for the remaining links suggested by only one model, they added them back only if those links were also supported by an external signal. For example, if the documents were written by the same author, published close together in time, or linked by citations, they could get put back into the mix. This hybrid approach gave more weight to links with indirect evidence of relatedness without overcommitting to the output of any one model. The resulting networks were more inclusive than strict voting, but still filtered enough to reduce noise. Is this a permanent solution? Far from it. More like a band-aid. What we need is for high-performance models to agree and to be consistent. Short of that, techniques like this might be stopgaps you can use, at least for now. If you're building systems that rely on text similarity, so recommendations, clustering, search, I'd highly recommend that you download the paper and walk through their proposed strategy yourself. The PDF is more than just a technical breakdown. It gives you the tools to question and improve how your system defines what's similar and what isn't. Thank you for joining me on today's episode of Journal Club. Hope you enjoyed it. This episode was written and performed by myself, Malcolm Diggs, and it was produced by Luis Lopez. Signing off for now, see you tomorrow.